after the war, our military somehow got a hold of a high-ranking Japanese officer, and they kept him there for a little while, and then they turned him loose to go back out into the mountains because they knew that there were Japanese up in there hiding. And in out of my company, they took that was Douglas, and he calls me almost every night and checks up on me, and I appreciate that. We have a little gab fest and then go on. Anyway, Japanese officer told a Japanese soldiers where to come to, or showed him where to come to, and they all came out of the hills single file. And out of our company, they took combat veterans, I guess is what I should say. And we went out there and stood around and guarded them, and we had some ammunition in our rifles, and we were threatened with our lives that if we fired a round, that we'd probably all be to the... Most of the Japanese that surrendered had rifles, and when they came walking down out of the hill, single file, they had a pile that they dropped their rifles in, and a pile for their hand grenades, and a pile for their bayonets, and a pile for this, and a pile for that. Then we went over and had them line up, and strip shirts, clear to the skin. And then after that, they could put the clothes back on, and we gave them the best rations that we had, and I think they were a K ration. Well, of course, they were all pretty hungry. I don't know how much food they had up in the mountains, and they were willing to try this American food that they couldn't read what they were eating, and so they just opened it up and started eating. And while I was standing there guarding him, I noticed this one guy that after he had finished eating, he opened up this package and took a couple of halazone tablets and chewed them up and ate them. A halazone tablet is a tablet that you put into water that purify it, and you have to leave it for a little while, and then you can drink it. So I always wondered what happened to him, because wasn't long after that we loaded him onto 2-ton trucks or 2.5-ton trucks, whatever we had, stake bed, and we had him standing in there packed so tight that they couldn't fall down. If they fell down, they probably never get up. I do not know exactly where those trucks took the Japanese soldiers, but I understood that the that the brave Filipinos were standing alongside the road throwing rocks at them as they went by.